We're going to begin training you in walking wisely in the manifold gift of grace. Walking wisely in the manifold, get that manifold aspect of grace, because in studying I found out that grace is the major carrier of the cross, of the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated place of where Jesus is now, and he's coming back. Grace is a whole lot more powerful than we have seen over the years. It takes grace for any of the spiritual things that we do, we take grace. In 1 Peter 4:10, I have Jimmy Swaggart, little Bible with me. Jimmy Swaggart, my homeboy. Got Jimmy on one end, Jesse on the other end. We all travel a lot. It was amazing from Louisiana, you know. And Jimmy did a tremendous job in the Old and New Testament, combining every scripture with the cross. And I read a many of them, and that's a lot of work, but that's powerful, man. So let's look at this 10th verse, and I'll elaborate on some things that was said. And every man had received a gift, that's right? Yes. And he wrote in there, everything good we have is a gift from God. I like that. Everything good we have is a gift from God. Amen. Even so, ministers the same one to another and refer to being of service in any way we can. Being in service of any way we can. Think about it. Grace will put that in you. A good steward of the manifold grace of God. Now, I want you to hear that word manifold, because in these lessons, we're going to find out, oh man, grace has such a large, I had my secretary type something out of a book for me, and it was, I said, what took you so long? He said, it was 8 pages. But the whole 8 pages was telling what grace was. Wow. Yes, sir. Scripture after scripture after scripture. Grace holds such a large volume in the Bible. It was good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Notice that word manifold, because there's a lot of it. And Brother Jimmy says, speaks of the great gifts all of us have been given. We should walk wisely in this gifts of grace. We should walk wisely. Well, you can if you don't really know how valuable it is. And so we want to unfold it some tonight. There's something I wrote. Darnell told me what that was, but I don't know. Let me see, can I find it to give it to you? What Darnell, what do you call it? What?
Acronym.
That's when you take a letter out of a word and put a word to it. And I did that with grace, that it'll help us to see. I got to find it again, though. All right. God releasing all conditions empowerment.
Right. That's good.
That came from grace. Uh-huh. Whatever they're talking about there, I don't know. But yeah, okay, whatever. God releasing all conditions empowerment.
Yes.
Now that's powerful.
Yes, it is.
In other words, grace takes everything out of the Bible and release the empowerment of it.
Wow.
We had it. It seemed grace seemed like a little weak word. But if we're going to study it, and you're going to partake of it, you're going to pick up a whole lot. So we're talking about manifold grace, right?
Yes.
grace operate in many facets. What the Bible say about grace and its life transforming power? So grace has transforming power in it. Supernatural transforming power is in grace. And then I said, class, I knew we were going to be here, may a supernatural grace anointing rest upon each of us. May a supernatural grace anointing rest upon each of us now. Now, I know this one's going to raise your spirit up and get you fired up. Because when the Holy Spirit gave it to me, I said, wow. This anointing is so powerful because, talking about grace now, is full of the blood of Jesus. Grace is full of the blood of Jesus. I never heard it. I heard the Holy Spirit say that when I was praying and meditating. That so when you using grace, you're using the full power of the blood. Notice I never say no feeling yet. I'm not talking about feeling. I'm talking about a revelation. That grace, all a revelation of grace has the full impact of the blood in it. Are you following me?
Amen.
So when you use grace, you're using the blood. As you learn how to function in this amazing grace, listen now, listen, because I was told to tell you this, and you must hear it. As you learn how to function in this amazing grace, great doors and gates will open in the kingdom. You will operate in God's business on earth supernaturally. Grace will make you a supernatural person. You learn the function of grace and how great grace is and how powerful it is. It'll make scripture supernatural. It make your confession supernatural. It make your singing supernatural. Because when it got grace on it, see. And so what we want to do is dig grace out of the grave. And let it have its right function in our lives, the importance of it, the power of it. And we'll get to some points tonight that really will say a whole lot. We know He is the God of all grace.
Yes.
Thank God for the God of all grace. All right. Let me say this again. As you learn how to function in this amazing grace, great doors and gates will open in the kingdom towards you. You will operate in God's business on earth supernaturally. Grace is a supernatural garment from heaven that we may wear and have all of heaven awareness on us. Abilities, awareness, abilities, answers at one time.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it will cause you to operate, it will operate in God's business on earth supernaturally. I want to just read this introduction I wrote. Get ready for the most powerful living and favors in divine ownership glory. Because grace activates glory. Glory will answer to grace. A Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to give this to you again because I want some of y'all to experience it. Get ready for the most powerful living and favors, plural, in divine ownership glory. You ready?
Yes.
Get ready. God is about to use you like never before.
Yes, sir.
See, because a grace mantle,
hallelujah,
a grace anointing will be released in this meeting.
Yes.
And you will be able to wear grace,
uh-huh,
oh my goodness, like never before. There's no traffic in the world or in hell can stop the functioning of grace.
Yes.
Grace keep everything flowing.
Yes, sir.
So from now on in your life, everything will keep flowing.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. You know, I cry, grace.
Grace.
Grace. Grace. Let the grace flow.
Let the grace flow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's talk a few more about saving grace. I'm going to say some things about it. You catch your notes. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. That's one aspect of grace, saving grace. We all got saved by grace. But you don't want to turn grace loose at your new birth. Let it run the whole life with you. Hallelujah. So saving grace keeps us from being lost and has an impartation of God's forgiveness. It's love recurring. That's what saving grace is. There in the chapter, for by grace are you saved through faith. See, the two got to work together.
Yes.
And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Look at the ninth verse. Saving grace, not a work. That's in the man should boast. Ain't nothing you did to get you saved, but believe. Man, I talked to one man today, trying to witness to him. I was on my witnessing mule. That's a machine I got, right to my subdivision. He told me, he said, I'm Catholic and you Protestant, and y'all made that up about being born again. Y'all just made that up. I just looked at him, I said, okay. See you later. Might. I might see him later. But I ain't arguing with him, you know. Saving grace is an impartation of God's forgiveness. It's love recurring, love constantly flowing, grace constantly flowing the love of God in us. And so I think we stopped in the body of Christ at large, at saving grace. And grace has such empowerment and such an impact that we haven't been using. We're going to use it. Grace also is you got sanctifying grace. Titus 2, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Sanctifying grace. Keep us from being contaminated. The impartation of God's holiness.
Yes, sir.
And it is love cleansing. Three things it said there. We're talking about sanctifying grace. Keep us from being contaminated. The impartation of God's holiness is love cleansing. Grace is love. Grace cleanses us with love. Sanctified. I really won't be sanctified, me.
Yes, sir.
You know, I am at it every day. Glory to God. You have to repent sometime, but glory to God. I love God.
Yes,
I want to be clean. What about you?
Yes.
I don't want to be mean. I want to be clean.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that grace can hold you.
Oh, yes, sir.
Sanctifying grace. You see, you remember 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24? Huh?
Yes,
Yeah. You can live a sanctified life. But you'll be anointed. The presence of God will be upon you. All right, not only saving grace and sanctifying grace, but they are strengthening grace. Look at Romans 5:17. And boy, the statement, the statement here. Romans 5:17. If by one man offense death reigned by one, much more they was receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness shall do what?
Reign.
I suppose you don't receive the abundance of grace. Then. You won't reign. If you don't know how important grace is, you won't reign. But I'm going to make a statement now. I want y'all to catch it. We're talking about now. Strengthening grace. Keep us from being defeated. It will keep you from being defeated. Grace is undefeatable. Death tried at Jesus' grave, but grace got him on up. Death probably wanted to try to keep him down here in the earth's rim to kill him again, but he took off and he couldn't stop it. So I could see grace keeping you from being defeated. No matter what comes from this night forward, you here, you online, remember that grace, you might look like you're losing, but you can't lose with grace.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Uh-huh.
Why can't handle your little situation?
Thank
God for grace.
Alright.
It's the impartation of God's might. And it's looking at this. It's love empowering.
Wow.
Grace empowers love in your life.
Yes.
That's why Satan tried to hide it, you see. Hallelujah. Then we have not only saving grace, sanctifying grace, strengthening grace, we have sharing grace. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all what?
Grace.
A bond towards you that ye know. Look at what grace do. Look what grace do. Always having all what? In all things. You see that?
Yes,
may a bond be a good work.
Yes.
Oh, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Yes.
That ye, and so the grace got to be there for this to happen.
Yes.
Always having all sufficiency. What? In all things.
Yes.
And may a bond be a good work. I think witnessing, I'll get to it finally, in this series, the importance of witnessing is not in the church at large. They don't recognize the importance of it. We've been taught to be kind of selfish in the church. It's about us and what we want. And I ain't got time to be talking to me. He ain't even answering me like that. Shoot, who you talking to? You're going to have some answer. You're like you're looking out for them. But, oh, Lord, the two men I got saved today said, sir, thank you so much. I mean, got out of the trunk. Thank you so much. I needed this so bad.
Yes, sir.
25-year-old young man.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, born again. He ain't know what did you talking about? Born again. I explained it to him. And I want you all to get some more pamphlets because you keep some of them pamphlets with you. It's very important you have some of them pamphlets with you that you can give it out to someone if you get them saved. All right? All right. Second Corinthians 9:8, right? Keep a, that's where we're at?
Yes,
sir. Oh, my. Keep us from lack and selfishness. The impartation of God's generosity is love supplying. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound every good work. That means you will have some money too. I laughed at the girl the other day. The Lord told me some years back, you know, I got that $100 I was at. I thought I was doing a big thing. I got almost to the girl. And the Lord says, no, I want you to buy a car. Oh, I said, gee, I ain't never had bought nobody a car. I said, oh, Jesus. But we did it. And thank God.
Yeah.
Then we have serving grace in 1 Peter 4:10. It keeps us from being unproductive. Serving grace.
Wow.
Probably almost three-quarters of the church is unproductive when it comes down to witnessing. I'm not talking about Billy Graham having a meeting, getting 2,000 people saved. I'm talking one-on-one.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
See, them numbers get big in a revival, but we were supposed to be designed to go one-on-one. I ask a question here. This is a terrible question. But I'm going to ask it because I think it'll bring conviction. Have you ever got anybody saved? I'm going to look straight ahead. Where they confess Jesus Christ right in your presence, and you know they got born again because you asked them. The average church member can't answer that. And good people love God, but I just never... I never know what to do. Well, we're going to train you.
Yes, sir.
And boy, you're going to love it. Yeah, it's sort of a selfishness now. You're a selfish Christian. If you're not ready at any time to witness somebody, you got God car, you got God clothes on, and you don't want to work for him, you with your selfish self, you're just going to walk through the store. And ain't gonna listen to the Holy Spirit. And three people standing right there need to be saved. And you won't save your face because they might say something to you. Think you're so religious. Don't worry about that.
That's right.
I've been doing this for 51 years. When I first got saved, I started witnessing. Oh my God, I wouldn't let that pass me up for nothing. It's part of my life. I don't have much backup here.
Yes.
What part of grace is on? We got
serving
grace, 1 Peter 4:10. Keep us from being unproductive and is the part impartation of God's ability. Is love assistant. Grace flowing from every direction. Look at John 1:16 in the Amplified Bible. John 1:16 in the Amplified Bible. Grace flowing from every direction. Can y'all get in the Amplified Bible back there? Took you a little while, huh? For out of his fullness, abundant, we have all received, all had a share, we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gifts heap upon gift. I believe you better read that again. Go, give me the beginning of that. Oh, Lord, I'm about to run now. Man, I know why, because I know what he means here. He said, for out of his fullness, abundance, We have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. May that be upon you. May one grace after, as you're going along in life, may one grace after another come upon you to put you in a supplying position. Huh? It's amazing. One grace after another. I believe I read it again. For out of his fullness, out of his abundance. You see, let's see this right now. I'm seeing this in the spirit. Grace is a divine channel from heaven that has been misunderstood, or it has not been brought to the level in our lives because we didn't know the importance of it. Tonight we're getting it. I don't care what you feel. I don't care what the deal. Tonight you're getting it. That voice is so impact. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we are all supplied with one grace after another. Everybody say one grace after another. May one grace after another supply you after this night, and may you understand the grace valley is open. All right. Your transaction, your business, your family life, everything going to be different. Because I'm not only teaching, I'm important to you. Then we got a partner. You know what his name is? Holy Spirit. He'll bring it to you. He'll give you another revelation. But at least you'll be on the road now expecting something by grace to happen. You see what I'm saying? Now that's the way it's supposed to work. No one can come here and expect me to do everything. That's what the Holy Spirit for. I'm just putting out what the Holy Spirit told me to put out. But the Holy Spirit has to bring it through you, make it real to you, beyond feeling. Because I don't expect nobody on the sound of my voice to live normal, no more. I expect grace to put you in a royal place. You are wise enough to come out here tonight. You hear? And the Lord talking, the Holy Spirit. What happened when the Holy Spirit and grace start holding hands? Carrying out God's plan. Yes. What happened when you recognize you God's plan? Yes. So all of you all have received grace, or you're not saved. So the grace is on the inside of you. And I'll tell you something else. Ready at all time to manifest. We have all received, all had a share, and were all supplied with one grace after another. One grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even, what was the last part say? Do you tell me you have come up in here tonight and you about to get into more favor than you can handle? Do you believe that God, when you preach God's word, faith comes by hearing, that God back his word up? If you believe it, you heard it.
Yes.
Favor after favor.
Favor after favor.
Grace after grace.
Grace after grace.
Sit down, Mioka. What's the last one? Serving grace, sharing grace. What else would you like? What one was on?
Serving.
Serving grace. That's 1 Peter 4:10, right? Keep it from being unproductive. It's the impartation of God's ability. Is love assisting. Then we'll talk about grace falling from every direction. Did I get the scripture, John 1:16?
Yes, sir.
You got it in the Amplified Bible, just read, I think. Now, here's something you need to understand. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. I'm going to make a statement. 1 Peter, put it up there. Chapter 2, verse 1. It's just a very simple statement, but we need to know it. You may grow in grace.
Yes, sir.
You may grow in grace. Let me say it this way. Grace never run out. You know, grace is God in space. In other words, it's so wide, it's so, nobody, no company, no government can equate to grace. And you are individual grace person. I have a right to the grace of God. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When everything else run out, grace will still stand up.
Yes.
See, my grace is sufficient.
My grace is sufficient.
You may grow in grace. Let's see what Peter says here. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. Go to the next verse. As newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And then the third verse. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is gracious. I know he's gracious. Yeah, because he put up with me. Put up with you. You might not want to say it, but you just want to go ahead and say it. You're all mad. You've been praying in tongues for a while. Somebody cross you up, you all mad. You want to cuss. You want to do it. I got right quiet together and I said, you want to cuss. Like they ain't never got angry. Somebody pull out on the road and just throw brakes on you. You may grow in grace. Now to partake of and grow in grace, you will be conformed more and more to the image and likeness of Jesus. Psalm 34:8. I'm about to close. Psalm 34:8. Half hour, that's enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of y'all wanna know what to do with it, what to do with the rest of the night. He closed it early. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blesses the man that trusts in him. I trust him.
I
know he's good. I'm expecting to be blessed.
I'm expecting.
At all times.
At all times.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
No matter.
No matter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. I know that. If I know anything, I know He's good. Psalm 34:8. And then, now, this is a part that we got to work on. Even though we got 50,000, so many people, say it, sharing grace.
Uh-huh. Sharing grace.
Let's look at Acts 1:8 again. What do you mean, Acts 1:8? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Sharing grace. Grace is designed to be shared. But we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, upon you, and you shall be what? Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judah and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth, I think it said. See, and that's one aspect of that second part of the vision up there. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. I'm excited about it myself.
Yes, sir.
You know, I asked for two a day.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, and you got to talk to the Holy Spirit about it because in riding my mule, that's a machine I got. I go down, I used to go down one path, and I was turning to come back, and the Holy Ghost said, go over on the other side. I said, okay. And I went there, but driving a few minutes, the other young man, I think he was 28 years old. I said, young man, you ever been born again? He said, sir, I don't know what that means. I said, well, for your physical birth, you're born to your mom and dad. I said, but there's a spiritual birth that you become a son of God.
Right.
I said, are you interested in this? He said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I said, bow your head, and I led him into prayer.
Right.
And he got saved.
Yep.
Yeah. That. But God had him there waiting on me. See, God will set you up in witnessing if you really want to witness.
Yep.
All right, so start asking God. And tell him when you do arrive at the person, anoint you with the right words. Y'all listen to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he'll nudge you right on the spot to talk to that person. Now, once you get one or two saved, it's all over. You recognize this is what I got to do.
Yes.
It's part of my life. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many. I probably, myself, over the 51 years, got 100 and 100 saved, not in the church. My children, my wife can tell you, I'm always on the alert. They're looking for me. We talking and putting, trying to sell something. I say, are you born again?
Yeah.
You'll get them saved.
Yeah.
Sharing grace, Acts 1:8.
Yep.
And then I must mention this other one now because it's the one that's going to cancel all debt in your life.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Who know what it is?
Sowing
grace.
Yes.
Sowing grace. Sowing. You're not going to sow if you ain't got no grace.
Right.
So, sowing grace. It's powerful. First Corinthians chapter 8. I'm not going to go all the way through there. Verses 1 through 9. Read that over and over again and see what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the beams of grace is shining on you now.
Yep.
Open your hearts and the light of grace will be on all your paths. The lining of grace will be around all your transactions. I'm going to read that one more time, Leroy, and you can come on. The beams of grace is shining on you now. Open your hearts. And the light of grace will be on all your path. The lining of grace will be around all your transactions. Now I'll get back with you. I got a whole list here. These eight pages. Because I'll keep going, you know.